Okay, Matt, you know how we're banned from talking about AI fruits?
Yes.
Fruit Love Island, everything.
And there's not enough depth for it to be a...
Yeah, exactly. But I have found a workaround, which is human beings have started making videos as though they're AI fruits.
Oh, I've seen...
Have you seen this?
What am I to do? My husband's never home.
Hi there. I'm here to fix the sink.
What have you done, Strobelina? This is a banana!
Appleton, wait!
Congratulations, Mr. Apple. You have 7 healthy babies.
7? This is impossible!
Oh my god, I can't stand listening to them all day long. I'm tired.
Can I just say about that? Why is there always like that really like emotional music in the background?
Honestly, one of the top comments is, why is it always that song?
And
this is for people that can't see, by the way. It's like two people. One is dressed up as an apple, one is dressed up as a pear, and they've like cut out fruit-shaped cardboard and put it around their heads, and then they're holding loads of pears with goggle eyes on and pretending that those pears are their babies.
I think that there is a deeper story with the AI fruit stuff, which is that it always has this like manospheric...
Yeah, it does have a manosphere undertone.
Where it's always about...
Like cheating men.
The whore wife, right, going out and cheating on the good guy husband with the like traditional alpha male. And then she goes, oh my God, why did I cheat on it? I had everything and I cheated him with a good guy. And he's like, haha, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, but also there was this one I watched the other day. I don't know why I watched it. It was like some grapes, and then the grape like queen had had 2 twins, and one of them was green and one was purple, but like the royal family of grapes had been green for all of history, so she painted the purple child green.
Yeah, so there's like a racial undertone
too. Yeah, there's that. But then also what was interesting is the grape king, his whole thing was like, I must...
I think you spent too much time on these, but
Wait, no, this is a manosphere point. He was like, I must take my grape children fishing. And he was like obsessed with it. And she was like, no, you can't take them, because she didn't want them to get wet, obviously, because one of them was painted a different color. Right. And then he's like, my children must not be wimps. Like they must cut. And it's really like, again, sort of masculinity
but
adjacent.
At the heart of 90% of AI fruit videos is the idea that men are competing in a sexual marketplace for the attention of women who will always pick
fruits
against their best interest, unfairly, the alpha male banana eggplant boss guy over the good guy husband, right?
And yeah, like, yeah, yeah. And it's this, very, it's very
that women are essentially like shallow and will choose the bad guy over the good guy is what makes people into incels. I wonder what the agenda is there.
What's the radicalization pipeline from AI free videos to hardcore manosphere? Next documentary, Matt.
There are young people watching the AI fruit video. You think it's just ridiculous. There are young men watching it being like, that's exactly what women are like. I do think there's a pipeline from AI fruit to incel, which I think deserves more attention.
So today on Top Comment, we are not going to keep talking about AI fruit. Do not worry. We're going to be talking a bit about an investigation I've been doing for Panorama into AI and misinformation, but very specifically, these pages on Instagram and Facebook that purport to be British patriots and UK-based, only it turns out they are not, or not all of them at least, and they are sharing huge amounts of AI slop that is very anti-immigration.
I love the term foreign patriots, because this is the crazy thing about this story that you have done, and everyone should watch this film, it's amazing and eye-opening, is that all of the stuff that I'm getting fed on my feed of these British-looking people complaining about their country is made by people who are not British. So why are they doing it?
What's so interesting is we chatted about decline porn on our very first episode of Top Comment, this idea of making content, specifically often AI content, that makes particular cities like London, say, look like they're in decline, essentially. But this is very much sort of expanded as a genre. It's much more than just the Croydon AI water park videos we chatted about before. So I did a bit more digging as I was doing this panorama, which is all about how AI can be used to spread misinformation. It's a doc that's on BBC iPlayer. And I started seeing particularly the videos that were like, you know, someone like a journalist interviewing someone in like the supermarket wearing a hijab saying, oh, they're only selling halal meat, or like an elderly British pensioner. So there was this one video that came up on my feed the other day, and it was an AI generated video of an elderly British guy crying about his pension, essentially being like, Britain's just not what it used to be, all this kind of stuff.
Look at me. I paid in for decades and now I'm counting coins in the supermarket. Bills up, pensions down, and I'm still scared of next week. Is this Britain's pride or Britain's shame?
don't stay silent if I'm wrong, but the men and women who gave their youth and strength for this country are now waiting for basic care. Is this how we honour sacrifice?
The video is not labelled as AI, by the way, which all of the companies have committed to doing. And there's just loads of this stuff, and particularly often showing almost like the same man in his sort of 40s or 50s, who's essentially saying, like, are we witnessing the end of Britain as we knew? There's uncontrolled mass migration. And they're essentially talking about how the UK is being ruined by immigration.
Be honest with me. When you look at our streets, do you even recognise them? Is it the overwhelming scale of mass immigration that has changed us forever? Or is the real culprit the weak leaders who sat back and let it happen?
Now, when you look at this account, so this account's called Great British People, and it says it's based in Yorkshire. Yorkshire is spelt wrong.
And then, first clue.
And then you go a little bit deeper, and what's quite useful on Facebook is they have transparency tools that let you see where the accounts that are running the pages are based. And you're like, Sri Lanka. I then started looking at loads of the other pages that were engaging with this one page. This is on Facebook, and that were kind of cross-posting content or commenting. And so many of them are Sri Lanka, the Maldives, Vietnam. But then also I kind of go onto Instagram, and there are several that appear to be sort of sympathetic towards Iran and Russia. And there are quite a few of them that are based in Europe. But what's interesting, and this is what's different from when we spoke about decline porn before, these are accounts that are pretending they are like Great British News, British Daily, British Life, Patriots. They've got the Union Jack flag. They've got all of this stuff, sharing these reels, often with captions saying, like, you know, this is really happening, or this protest happened. And they're not anywhere near the UK. And seemingly lots of them have like absolutely no connection to here at all.
It's absolutely wild. I mean, I saw the Bureau of Investigative Journalism also looked into an Islamophobic account that claimed to be based in the UK, but was actually run by a Pakistani Muslim out of Pakistan, which all just begs the question, why are these people doing it?
I think what has been so revealing about, so I've obviously messaged like loads of these accounts, I've looked into where they're based, and we're talking like dozens of accounts here on Instagram and Facebook. And in some ways it feels like the kind of new frontier of influence operations. And we can discuss what we mean by an influence operation, because that's not necessarily just saying like a hostile foreign state influence operation, because you've actually got an eclectic mix of accounts. Some of them, for example, the ones that seem to be based in Sri Lanka, Vietnam, look like they're engagement farming, not least because they've often also changed what their page is about. So they went from, for example, supporting Make America Great Again and Donald Trump during the election to suddenly being like, right, let's now post these anti-immigration AI videos.
It does seem strange that these viral engagement accounts are constantly posting pro-MAGA, pro-reform, polarizing, you know, immigrant focused stuff. There are left-wing forms of viral content. They could be posting about, you know, the war in Gaza. That does very well on social media, but they're not doing that. So for some reason it does feel like it has a kind of anti-immigration agenda usually.
Yeah, and this is important because actually I've spoken to several of the accounts posting this content, the ones that did reply to me, and some of them have openly admitted that kind of both things can be true. They want the engagement, sure, but they actually also do have a political agenda. So there's this account that exists on Instagram. It's called Point of View Sensei. But essentially it uses, you know, that trend that was really viral on TikTok kind of like 6 months ago now, a bit longer than that, where people would post like point of view of like historic events, like you're in the plague, like you've woken up in the World War, like you're living in a different era or time. And what they've done is take that trend, built on it, capitalized on it, and essentially said, right, okay, let's do point of view videos, but these point of view videos are going to show different places around the world in 2050. So they show loads of British cities like London, Birmingham, Liverpool, all in like a state of decline. So like they're really grubby, there's fires.
Can I guess, are there lots of non-white people walking around in these post-apocalyptic visions of London?
Correct. There's lots of people who are dressed in traditional Islamic dress, hijabs, for example.
I still can't believe this is what London looks like now.
Yeah, but the kebabs smell amazing.
Should we head over the bridge, find a cleaner spot?
The account that I messaged and spoke to about this said to me, and they say they're a team running this account from a European country, they wouldn't specify which one, And they essentially say, our content has a clear purpose. We aim to inform people and voters about what we believe could happen in the coming decades if current social and cultural trends continue. In our view, there is a growing tendency to suppress one's own cultural identity out of fear of offending others. We believe this is an issue worth discussing openly. And they said that they're based in a European country where, quote, a sense of insecurity has become more noticeable. And then I asked them about, because they show Iran, like Tehran, the capital of Iran, as being almost like idyllic. So it's like a beautiful square and a tram okay. And in 2050, which on the surface kind of doesn't make sense because you're like, hang on a second. Lots of this other content is clearly like anti-Muslim and anti-immigration, but yet you're choosing a country, an Islamic country, and making that look really nice in 2050. And their response to my kind of questions about that was, this is Iran in an idealized way in order to provoke thought and discussion about political and cultural evolution.
So it does seem like they have a political agenda.
Yeah, and when I messaged another account on Instagram that had been interacting with some of the content from this point of view Instagram, which is like a British patriotic account, and they were in the UK, they're based in the West Midlands, and they said to me, oh, look, I engage with a load of different accounts from loads of different places like India, Pakistan, Australia, New Zealand. We even have a group chat on Instagram where we basically choose to coordinate posts, or we'll talk about like, right, so I'm going to post this, have you posted this, what edits? And that's what's so interesting is
that does appear like a coordinated influence campaign.
Well, exactly. And so this is where you get into this kind of gray area of trying to demonstrate whether, for example, these kinds of campaigns are connected to like an actual hostile foreign state
power. Yeah, because it sounds state funded.
Yeah, exactly. It's incredibly hard. But what you can prove in these cases is like, there's a level of coordination. Their content is broadly very similar. They're not necessarily sharing the same videos, but they will often be sharing videos where all the characters sort of look the same. They have the same vibe and feel. You've then got accounts admitting to me that there are group chats where they will talk about like content and cross-posting and cross-promotion and everything else. And even though this eclectic mix of accounts seem to have kind of slightly different aims in some cases, they ultimately all benefit from boosting each other's stuff and inspiring each other's content and encouraging others to post. And then you've got actual Brits, like real patriots, not foreign patriots, as they would call themselves, who are like, well, I don't mind if this stuff is coming from abroad because broadly it aligns with my political goals. And it feels like,
even though it's AI, so it's like a fake video made by someone who has no stake in your country.
Yeah, and who possibly has never been there at all or doesn't really know anything about it.
Why might a foreign country want to foment kind of anti-immigrant feeling in the UK?
I think if you look back to, if we think about the kind of like journey of influence operations from 2016, when there was the Brexit referendum, the US election, and at that time, we know that there were lots of like inauthentic accounts that would post deliberately divisive content, for example, like young black women graduating from college. And then several of those campaigns were traced back to Russia, say. And the goal of that was to essentially sow division. This is the same thing in many ways, even though, and it's worth saying, like lots of these accounts do not seem to be connected to a state power. I think they're just doing it off their own backs. But this is how this works, right? It's like AI has become the perfect way of, you can create gripping, divisive, emotional content that's actually increasingly convincing, that some people will believe and other people won't believe, but it leaves an impression or an idea in their head. You can influence opinion. And then also, lots of other people were genuinely starting to do this off their own backs. So you can kind of like co-opt pre-existing accounts that have already got big followings that start creating this content. You can then astroturf or change your page so that it becomes like focused on a different topic. You can make all this stuff. If I was running a foreign influence op, I mean, I'd be like, oh, duh, this is an obvious way of pushing these kinds of ideas.
And it seems to me that what you've found is one of the main ways that AI makes these kind of influence campaigns easier is that it has increasingly become a visual tool. And now that you can actually, in seconds, create an engaging video to go over your diatribe or whatever it is, you can now reach hundreds of thousands of people. And you might look at this stuff and think, this is ridiculous, right? Who believes this? But these accounts do have hundreds of thousands of followers. It only takes a kind of vocal, large minority to influence elections, to influence policy.
Yeah, and as part of the panorama, I've also spoken to quite a few different sort of professors and experts who work in the sort of realm of social psychology and AI and all that kind of stuff. And one of them I spoke to, a guy called Professor Sander van der Linden, who works at Cambridge.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Sander van der Linden.
Professor Sander van der Linden.
Yeah, so he is a proponent of inoculation theory, which is very interesting.
Yeah, so we cover it in the Panorama, actually, because he's got this game called, like, the Bad News Game. You basically play a game as though you're, like, a misinformation spreader, and you see how many followers you can get, and it teaches you the tactics of, like, how it works.
So
like, reverse psychology kind of thing.
Having spoken to him, because we were on a panel at South by Southwest London, he said that, basically, if you start... Sorry, I'm mansplaining your own film to you.
That's right.
But he said that if you basically tell people that they're being manipulated by fake news, then that actually makes them further entrenched, because they're like, no, you're lying to me too. And they feel like you're being aggressive towards them. But if you instead, before they watch a video, show them a little game about how this stuff works and, like, the tactics of fake news.
And basically empower them, like, give them the agency to spot it for themselves.
It like trains their mind. It inoculates their mind to fake news.
Yeah, which is so interesting. And so I spoke to him about all of this stuff, but specifically around these sort of foreign patriots. And one of the really interesting things we discussed and that he spoke about was how you can use AI to build your following, grow your following, grow your reach, influence. And then you can sell your account on to another, like, people will want to buy your account because it can then be a kind of influential mechanism by which you can put content out. So you can also see how, for example, the pages based in Sri Lanka could grow, then sell their account to an influence op or whoever else who might want it.
Right. So
it's almost like they're preempting
it. Followers.